you remember, but about a month ago, NFL predictions you can depend on with a quarter mile. Four games played for everybody. How am I doing? Let's look at the AFC. Picks that I'm proud of. Patriots, like the Patriots, like the Jets. Love the Texans. Texans are going to win the AFC South. I don't know why Tennessee is 3-1. They're not going to stay that good for that long, but they're better than the Colts. Jaguars stink too. Proud of that. Cleveland's kind of eh. San Diego looks really good. Predictions of the AFC I'm not proud of. Dolphins, I picked them to have 5 wins. I have probably about 4 wins off on that one. Buffalo, they're already 3-1. I picked them to be 4-12. I'm not really proud of that. The Bills playing with a lot of character. They're one of those teams that are not really a playoff contender, but they're an exciting team to watch. Love watching their games. Ryan Fitzpatrick, it's bizarre. He's just slinging the ball everywhere like he doesn't care. Cincinnati, eh, kind of right with them. Baltimore's not a 13-3 team. They're a playoff team. They're not a 13-3 team, though. I kind of got the AFC West after San Diego a little twisted. Denver's not going to be 9-7. The Raiders are going to be 9-7, it looks like. Denver and Kansas City are terrible. Chiefs are really terrible. Not that I'm going to talk. I'm a Vikings fan. Didn't predict Al Davis dying. That's going to rally them. Everyone's talking about what are they going to do with Al Davis gone, because Al Davis controlled everything. The puppet master is gone. What's the puppet going to do? You ever heard of a breath of fresh air? The stifling air that is just all around Raider headquarters is now gone. Raiders might actually win the AFC West. I've got Darren McFadden in fantasy. Kicking butt. I love it. I hate the Raiders, but I love it. Not even a McFadden fan. But he's playing great. Jason Campbell's good. Even Hayward Bay's making a contribution. They're wide receivers. You never really hear about them, but they're not that bad. Decent players on defense. Don't count out the Raiders. They've got 4 gimmies, though. Broncos, Chiefs, smelly teams. Broncos are a mess. They got to start Tebow. Everybody talks about his throwing motion. There's more to being a quarterback than your throwing motion. Tim Tebow is a quality person. I make virgin jokes about him all the time, but Tim Tebow is a quality human being. I wish my kids would grow up to be like Tim Tebow. He's a winner. They won a few games with him last year. Garbage time games, but they were still wins. He led them to those wins. He has that intangible that leaders, not just quarterbacks, but leaders, have. Some people don't have these things. You can go your whole life and only meet a handful of people that have that, what Tim Tebow has. Tim Tebow's going to be the kind of person after football that you're going to think, God, this guy is just a natural, charismatic leader. If he can do that, he can play football. Ryan Fitzpatrick's doing great, for God's sake. Guy that went to Harvard nobody ever heard of. Stunk with the Bengals and the Rams. Tim Tebow is going to be a good quarterback in this league. Smelly team in Denver. Speaking of smelly, let's go over my NFC picks right now. We don't have to, but I'm going to own it. Predictions I'm proud of. Detroit looks good, real good. Had them in the mix for the NFC North. Saints look real good. Had them pretty much as good as they are right now. Picks I'm not really proud of. NFC. Oh, Seahawks I'm proud of. They stink. They just stink. I said they were going to stink, and they do. Now let's go to the picks I'm not proud of. How much time you got? NFC is pretty much spiting me. They're playing it out as differently as they possibly could. The Falcons are not a 13-3 team. They're an underachieving team for some reason. Tampa Bay, second straight year that I've picked them to be just nothing. Josh Freeman is really starting to impress me. Raheem Morris is really starting to impress me. I picked them at 6-10. That's probably going to be the other way around, 10-6, just like last year. Hopefully, unlike 2010, 10-6, good enough for a playoff spot. Carolina, I had a 1-15, but they're a little better than that. Cam Newton, NFC version of Fitzpatrick, just throwing the ball all over the place. He didn't care. Teams like Buffalo and Carolina, they got nothing to lose. Everyone thinks they're going to just stink on ice. So they figure, you know what, I'm just going to just come out and just wing the ball. I'm going to chuck it all around the field. I don't give a crap. If we're going to stink, we're going to stink with some style. And that's what they're doing. I can respect that. I had the NFC East pretty much all over the place. Eagles probably aren't going to finish 11-5. I don't know about Dallas. Here's the thing about the Cowboys. I've always hated Dallas. Always hated the Cowboys. But the thing is, the teams of the 70s, the teams of the 90s, the dynasties they had, those teams, even though I couldn't stand them, I could at least respect the fact that they had high football IQ. They were not going to kill themselves with idiot plays. These Cowboys just do that all the time. Tony Romo's a hunky guy. He's got a hot wife. He's actually a pretty good quarterback. But he's just lacking something upstairs. Maybe he'll get it down the road. Peyton Manning, even though he didn't make all the mistakes, he was anti-clutch in the playoffs, and everyone thought Peyton Manning was never going to count anything, and look at him now. Tony Romo still has time to turn it around, but they've got a lot of dumb players on that team, a lot of low football IQ people on that team. Giants, I guess 9-7 sounds about right for them, so that's one of the ones I could be proud of. Redskins, 3-13 is what I had them for. I don't understand why they're playing so well. The Rex Grossman thing, the Tim Hightower thing, Santana Moss, Cooley, the only two receivers they have. Don't know anybody in their defense. They're clearly overachieving. Minnesota, I picked 11-5. Okay, we're going to skip on something else. Bears, 8-8, probably. Packers, I picked at 8-8, but I did that mostly as a spite pick because they're the Packers. I didn't want to admit that they'd be in the mix. But the Packers might be the best team in the NFL. I'm not happy about that, but it's possible. NFC West, Arizona, St. Louis, San Francisco. Really? That's a tough one. San Francisco's 3-1 right now, but they don't really deserve to be 3-1. They're probably not going to finish with a 750 winning percentage. I'm a big fan of Jim Harbaugh as a coach. This is the NFC West, remember that. 9-7's probably going to win the division. I'm still going to pick Arizona as the team to beat. Not a big Kevin Cobb fan, but he does have Larry Fitzgerald. Beanie Wells is coming around. The Rams, they're underachieving. They could rally to finish 8-8. 49ers, 5-11. Told you the Seahawks stink. Did I remind you of that? Seahawks stink. Tavares Jackson. Suck for luck. Everybody's talking about suck for luck. I actually don't like talking about this before Halloween. We're 4 weeks into the season. We're 25% of the way through. And we're already talking about the teams that are going to have the worst record in the league. How is this supposed to build the fan base of these teams? Or I guess maybe build is the wrong word because every team in the NFL, maybe with the exception of the Jaguars, has a strong fan base. Pretty much anyway. But you can lose your fan base just as easily as you can build one. Especially if you have a lot of history, a lot of heritage in the NFL. You can still piss away your fans by having a crappy season. Took the Lions long enough to recover. They're still recovering as far as their credibility in Detroit. Vikings are on 4. There's no way in hell they're going to finish with a first overall pick. I suggested on my blog they need to make a trade for Andrew Luck. If he's so great that fans are seriously talking about, oh, we'll go 0-16, then why not just make a trade for him? If you're willing to humiliate yourself over a whole season for this guy, why not make a Ricky Williams type trade your entire draft for this guy trade like Mike Ditka did when he was at the Saints? I don't care how great Matthew Stafford ends up being over his career, the humiliation that the Lions felt finishing 0-16 the year before they got Matthew Stafford. I like Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford's not worth going 0-16 for. Andrew Luck's not worth going 0-16 for. Jennifer Love Hewitt marrying me, that's worth going -1-17 for, but she's not a football player. There's no football player. It's worth the embarrassment that comes with finishing that bad. And if you're 0-16, we're talking about historical bad. You can't recover from that. You have to go a whole calendar year pretty much, eating all kinds of crap with everybody you know. People that you know, you've invested so much emotionally and financially in your team. You wear the gear, you talk the trash, and I don't care what big picture thing's going on. There's four teams I think that are really legitimately in the running for Andrew Luck, who better be damn good if we're talking about him this early. Dolphins are one. They're terrible. Chad Haney's out for the year. They got a couple of good skill players. Talk about a team pissing away their fan base and their heritage. My God. Their coach is dead man walking. Colts are always in the mix without Peyton Manning. 53 guys on an NFL roster. And I've never seen an NFL team put so much of their fortune into one player out of that 53. But that's what Peyton Manning is. But he's just one man. There's 52 other guys. But they're terrible. Curtis Painter now? No. Seahawks? They'll be in there. I'm going to go Kansas City's the fourth. Even though they won last week, they're not impressive. That team is just a mess. Absolute mess. I have to tear everything down and redo that team from the bottom up. No one's going to, I mean, look at it. No one's going to go 0-16, realistically. I mean, it's possible, mathematically, but nobody's going to go 0-16. Just because you've won a game right now, you can still finish 1-15. 2-14 might have the worst record in the league. Play the string out. You can't be thinking about tanking week four. You shouldn't have to have your fans talking about tanking week four. Bad business. A lot of pressure on the young man. He better be good. He's going to go to a team that's really bad, that's for sure. Here's a prediction that you can depend on. I am still going with a Super Bowl pick. Actually, I don't remember my Super Bowl pick. I do not remember the pick I had for the Super Bowl. 4 weeks of the year, Super Bowl pick, Packers, Texans. Might as well go on a limb. If I'm going to be wrong, I'm going to do it the right way. Thanks for listening.